Damien, we have some news about a popular convenience store in Las Cruces possibly getting a new owner. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. We don't have very many details at the moment, but it appears that Area Pickwick Convenience Stores, which, of course, longtime residents will know have been around for more than half a century, are soon going to become Circle K stores. Now, we reached out to the owner, Oscar Andrade. He declined to comment on the existence of a pending deal, saying that there was a non-disclosure agreement in place. But residents have likely noticed public notice signs posted in the windows announcing transfers of the or pending transfers of the company's liquor licenses. We were able to independently confirm that with the New Mexico Regulation and Licensing Department's Alcoholic Beverage Control Division. Their website shows that there are about 20 Pickwick licenses that are pending transfer to Circle K. And then we also talked to Santa Fe Grill owner Juan Morales, who of course operates his businesses in 10 Pickwick locations. And he said that the company will soon operate under the Circle K flagship, but nothing is going to change as far as Santa Fe Grill goes.
Okay, thank you for the update. We'll see what unfolds. Let's move on and talk about a story that may have some folks really excited, and that is that Las Cruces could see a bowling alley return to the city. What can you tell us about this news?
That's right. It has been over 2 years since Las Cruces has had a bowling alley. Sun Lanes, of course, closed in June of 2018, I believe, and we've been without one since. Now, Kevin McGrath, who was the owner of the It's Burger Time restaurant chain here in Las Cruces, told the Sun News last week that he's finalizing the purchase of that building that used to house Ken Pinelli, and of course, before that, it was Sun Lanes. He hopes to revitalize the bowling alley and add some entertainment and food options. The plan for the business is to be kind of a family entertainment center, is what he calls it. There will be 24 bowling lanes. They'll have shorter lanes for the children, virtual reality games, an arcade. They're looking at bumper cars and lots of other cool stuff. There's also going to be an It's Burger Time drive-thru that'll be offering some of the favorites that Las Cruces might be missing now that all of the Burger Time locations have closed.
Okay, we're going to move on and close with a story. We've talked so much about how businesses have been impacted during this pandemic. You all have a story about how a local frozen custard and hot dog stand has been impacted with staffing issues.
That's right. We've talked a lot about Caliche's. Of course, they recently expanded to their new location, their third Las Cruces location, on Lenox. They had to close last week because they were encountering a staffing shortage. The other locations remained open, and I believe it was last Thursday, or Wednesday, they were able to reopen, but they're having to do it at abbreviated hours. They're closed Monday and Tuesday, open 5 through 9, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and then on Friday and Saturday, which is one of the busier days of the week, they're open from 5 to 10. So customers in that part of town can swing by and enjoy some great frozen custard and the hot dogs that you and I love so much.
Okay, Damien, thanks for the update and letting us know about that. We appreciate you giving us this week's update on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.